From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said today Turkey will retaliate in the harshest ways and respond in kind to an unacceptable behavior after the Netherlands refused to allow the Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu in the country while expelling another Turkish minister. Margaret is the Dutch Prime Minister.
We told them that we are against such a visit because this is a Turkish minister, and we don't think it is right for Turkish ministers to campaign in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people with potentially a Turkish passport, yes. But first of all, Dutch people to campaign here in the Netherlands.
Dutch riot police clashed with hundreds of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as about 2,000 protesters decided to gather outside the Turkish consulate to show their support for the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is trying to push through a referendum next month to expand his powers. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces are pushing deeper into western Mosul today to take positions still held by the Islamic State militants. Since the government's initial push into the western side of the city began February 19th, U.S. and Iraqi commanders have described fierce IS resistance as the extremist force seeks to hold its last significant urban area within Iraq. Iraqi forces retook the eastern part of the city earlier this year after an offensive began October 17th. Large numbers of civilians have fled the fighting since then. This is VOA News. At least 46 people were killed, 120 others wounded when bombs ripped through buses carrying Shiite visitors close to a neighborhood in Damascus, the capital of Syria. It was confirmed that the bombs targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in the area. Most of those killed were Iraqis. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence in Washington. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident but was home, was asked about what happened.
Secret Service did a fantastic job, and I appreciate it. Secret Service did a fantastic job. It was a troubled person.
Secret Service officers arrested that person without incident and identify him as a 26-year-old California resident. He had no criminal record. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party has won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. He personally led his party's campaign promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. In a ringing endorsement, however, of the Indian leader, the BJP won the biggest victory secured by any party in recent decades. The United Nations says it needs $4.4 billion by July to prevent famine in Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, and northeastern Nigeria. UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien, who just returned from field missions to the affected areas, met with the Security Council, then spoke with reporters.
We stand at a critical point in our history. Already at the beginning of the year, we are facing the largest humanitarian crisis since the creation of the United Nations. Now, more than 20 million people across four countries face starvation and famine. Without collective and coordinated global efforts, people will simply starve to death.
O'Brien said all the regions on the brink of famine have one thing in common, and that is that they are conflict zones. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has appealed to voters in the state of Kentucky to support a battle in Congress to replace the nation's health care law, sometimes called Obamacare, with a bill being pushed by Republican leaders. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.